Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of the St. Neots podcast. A very special episode this week celebrating the autumn concert. We have for you three interviews with the performers and then five pieces which they played. I hope you enjoy the show and keep an eye out for the next episode coming soon. First of all, here's a piece by the orchestra called Bright Eyes.
My name's Danielle, and I have four members of Chamber Choir here. They performed in the autumn concert last night. They are now going to introduce themselves.
My name's Gemma.
My name's Emily.
My name's Sophie.
And my name's Abby.
Now, which songs did you sing?
Well, we sang one in Chamber Choir, which was called The Rhythm of Life.
Another one in Chamber Choir, which was called Hallelujah.
And another one in Chamber Choir called I Have a Dream.
And our quartet song was called Dublin's Fair City.
Did you have to put in a lot of practice?
We knew most of us knew I Have a Dream from the band ABBA, and it's quite a famous song, but we did have to practice Hallelujah and A Rhythm of Life because we didn't know that.
And also, I knew I Have a Dream from Mamma Mia, but I actually watched Mamma Mia after the show.
But I already knew Hallelujah because I watched too much Shrek.
Do you want to be famous singers when you're older? You certainly sounded good.
Well, thank you, Danielle. That's taken on board.
I didn't want to be famous at all because, like, I'm just like, yeah, but, like...
I didn't want to be famous because then you get caught up in police and...
I don't want to be famous because I like having my privacy.
Do you enjoy singing?
Well, I do sing quite a lot to the radio, but that's just me.
Well, I think if you enjoy singing, then you smile and it makes the song sound a lot better.
How do you deal with nerves?
Well, you just sort of, like, take deep breaths and then just... Yeah, and then one at a time. And then you just sort of, like, you just enjoy when you're singing.
So you have a good time.
Yeah.
Hear that? Okay, do you have any advice for young singers?
Smile and learn the song, enjoy it when you're out there.
Well, thank you girls for sharing your time with us, and I hope you enjoy their song.
Bye!
Thank you. here. Today we have Tom, Chris, and Daisy. So, you're in the orchestra. What grade are you?
I'm just about to take grade 4, which is very exciting, yet very nervous.
And cello?
I'm grade 3 on the saxophone.
What songs did you play?
Well, we played Bright Eyes from Watership Down, the movie.
And Scarborough Fair, Thomas Mason.
Yes, well, I think Scarborough Fair is my favourite one.
What were the best bits about being in orchestra?
You get to be in all the concerts, which is really good. I mean, if you're playing, well, right, me, the saxophone and the piano, you don't usually get into a concert, so if you're just in the orchestra, you could get into a concert.
And also, you get a lot out of it, just like feeling.
Okay.
We always somehow manage it at the last minute.
Do you feel under pressure?
Yeah, you don't.
With Bright Eyes, we felt a bit under pressure, well, but I suppose everyone carried you along. We felt good.
I didn't realise that the concert was coming up quite soon. When I figured out it was next week, I had to put loads of extra practice because it was quite hard some bits.
What are the key things to do?
Look at the conductor.
Makes perfect.
Practice.
And
look at the conductor.
Remember your music.
Yeah.
That's
well,
kind of
obviously.
Key.
Classic mistake.
If you had to play another instrument, what would you play?
Flute.
Easily, flute.
Flute.
Always get the main piece.
Well, I love the flute. I'm always borrowing Chris and Nichols and...
Yeah, I would probably, same with them, flute, but also the clarinet.
What are the upcoming plans?
Yes, the Christmas carol concerts.
I think we're playing Good King Wenceslas as one of the pieces.
I thought it was God Rest You Merry Christmas.
Well,
so probably I'll play that. Yes.
We're playing one of those two, let's just say that.
Not really sure.
How long have you been in the orchestra? Daisy?
2.5 years.
Oh, and Tom?
5 years, actually.
Oh, so you have a lot of experience.
Yeah.
And Chris?
2 years.
What's your favourite piece of music?
Well, that we played in the orchestra is definitely Rock Around the Clock. I mean, the sax has got quite a lot of the tune for most of the piece, which is really good, because we don't usually get the tune.
I would probably say Can You Feel the Love Tonight, like we did about 3 years ago, I think. Here's the orchestra playing.
Scarborough Fair.
By Thomas Mason.
Bye!
My name is Emma. I'm here today with Betsy, who sang at the Autumn Concert last night. What did you sing?
I sang Think of Me from Phantom of the Opera.
Were you nervous?
I was nervous, but I was nervous excited and I was really looking forward to it.
Do you enjoy singing?
Yes, I do. I've been doing it since I was in year one, I think, and I do it a lot and I really enjoy it. It's very fun.
Have you done any exams?
Yes, I've done my grade 5 and I did grade 1, 2, 4 and 5. I missed out 3.
Do you want to be a singer when you're older?
I've actually given this a lot of thought, and I do want to do something with singing, but I'm not sure if that's going to be like what I want to do, dedicate my whole life to, because there's a lot of other things that I'd like to try.
Okay. Do you think it is important to work on music theory?
It's very boring and tiring, and it takes ages to do, but it's important as you have to have your grade 5 theory to move on to grade 6.
How do you prepare for a performance?
Well, I usually run through it a couple of times in the daytime, but before the performance, it's best just to save your voice and give it all you've got once you're out there, but a few warm-ups does help.
Thank you very much for your time, and thank you, Betsy.
Thank you very much. Goodbye. Here is the song Think of Me from Phantom of the Opera. I hope you enjoy it. Goodbye.
Thank you very much for listening to the podcast this week. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a comment on our blog page, or you can email using the link provided. Look out for the next episode coming soon, and to play us off, here is the Chamber Choir singing Hallelujah from Shrek.
you may start the game from the very beginning.
No.
Oh my god.
Do you have to do lots of practice? Well, duh.
Gus. Okay.
Yeah, I enjoy singing. I sing a lot. That's just me.
In the shower?
Yeah, actually.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like Sophie, do you sing on the loo?
I don't think that's impressive.
You're going to be in the show, Mr. Tapp. Now then, girly wellies.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3.
Can you not sound like a girl? Could you ask maybe how do you prepare for a performance?
How do you prepare?
Sorry, do it again.
How do you prepare
for a performance? Sorry. wait.
How do you prepare?
Sorry. It's like take five.
Leg away.
Okay. How do you prepare for an audience? Am I saying the word right?
No, it's a performance, it's not audience.
Prepare seven.
How do you... Okay.
It's not funny, okay?
Emma. How do you...
I should put this on there. It's really hard to stop laughing.
And guess what I can play on a flute?
What?
Music?
Yes. I can play...
Bravo.
I can play... Duh, duh, duh. Another one bites the dust on the flute.
Oh, that is rather spiffing.
Yeah. Yes. How extraordinary.